I saw that Ben Shapiro was trending, mm-hmm. along with Tom McDonald, and they have the number one rap song. I can't believe it. Are we actually winning this culture war?
Every little grip.
And Snoop Dogg is for Trump now.
Of course.
Did you see that?
He's a flip-flopper.
He always been friends with Trump. Remember the roast of Donald
Trump?
Yeah,
of course.
He was on that.
I know, but then he was saying F Trump and...
He did the video.
Yeah, the video where he shot clown Trump.
But it's all about money.
Speaking of which, Megan Thee Stallion. I'm sorry. The Stallion versus Nicki Minaj. They are going at it. I think I like Nicki Minaj better.
My money's on Nicki.
We'll see. We'll see who's going to win this one.
Mm-hmm.
Right. World War III was also trending. Again.
It's coming.
Right.
I think it already came and went.
Three U.S. service members were killed this past weekend. Overseas in Syria, I believe. Correct?
Yeah. On the border of Iran and Syria.
Well.
By a drone.
And are you fed up with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce?
I don't care.
Right? Why are they shoving this down our throats?
I don't care. I was hoping the Lions were going to go to the Super Bowl. And the Ravens. That was my pick.
Yeah.
I think that would have been a good one.
I'm kind of rooting for San Francisco now.
You know, I'm not rooting for
either. For one reason.
I hope it ends in a tie.
I can't have the Super Bowl.
I'm done with this. I'm done with this. Right. We got this and so much more here today on the Joe Padula Show. Absolutely.
He doesn't wonder what it's like on the ground in Afghanistan. He's been there, serving our country and defending Lady Liberty.
Absolutely.
It's the Joe Padula Show. Clarksville's Conversation.
Joe Quinner's in the comments. Taylor Swift, never heard of him.
John Doe, have you been out long enough to be called back into service, Joe?
I think I could be called back in, right?
No.
Right? I got out. It will be... it's 10 years now.
Yeah, no. Your IRR is over.
No, you're not 44 yet, are you?
No.
Yeah, I think you can.
I could still sign up. I went to basic training with a 41-year-old.
How'd that
happen? Well, now they've changed the age to 47.
Oh, so yeah.
All right.
Samurai Sun, check it in.
Samurai Sun, what Yeah, what's going on? My name is Joe Padula, host of the show. Thanks for checking us out, watching, listening along. And hey, on Instagram, I know you can't see our faces or whatever, because we're broadcasting currently in landscape, not portrait. We'll get that fixed up for you. Instagram. Mm-hmm. Hey, make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell, all right?
Where gonna check it? To see if we have anybody on live on Insta. Nope.
I haven't done an Instagram live in years.
If anyone's on Instagram watching, feel free to leave a message. I'm tracking it on Insta.
Yeah, make sure to follow at Joe Padula, all right? Hey, there's a link in the video description that takes you to it all. All right, this is nonsense, but good times. Mm. It's not that great of a song, really.
I really want both hoodies.
I would love the hoodies. This guy's great, Tom McDonald.
Yeah.
Hey, have you heard of him?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've covered him on the show before. Mm-hmm. Well, him and Ben Shapiro have the number one rap song in America. America.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the postmillennial.com. Take a look at the corporate media loses it after Ben Shapiro and Tom McDonald dropped number one rap hit called Facts. So since the release of the number one iTunes hit Facts with Ben Shapiro and Tom McDonald, corporate media outlets have been struggling to handle it. Yeah, because they don't make any money from it.
They hate independent artists.
They hate independent artists, Bay. You're right.
Yeah, they don't want to. They want the cut of the money.
You know, George Soros bought all of Taylor Swift's original...
music?
Yeah, music.
Well, what is it?
For $300 million back in the day, remember?
What did they call it?
And she had to rewrite it all, remaster them all.
What is that, the catalog?
Her catalog.
Yeah.
Her Cadillac. He bought her a Cadillac for $300,000. Very impressive.
So You know the whole story behind all that, right?
Yeah.
With her stuff?
Mm-hmm.
What, the label went under, didn't it?
No, the label's still there. But they turned around and said every time they'll give her one of her old masters back for every new song they give her that she gives them.
Oh, boy.
And she was like, no. So then she came out with a Taylor's version of all the songs on the prior catalog.
And that goes, this Instagram was weird, right? All you see is like the middle of the picture that's being on the screen. Is that right? And that, yeah, we got to change the landscape there.
Noah Hogan checking in on Insta.
What's up? Oh, I love Noah. So this song, the idea for the collaboration was floated in May of last year during an interview of McDonald. Okay, mm-hmm. And has had many media outlets turning their heads. Here, let me play it. It's not that good.
Reaction video.
Yeah, this is, thank you, babe. This is a reaction video. We do not own the rights.
They can't cancel my message because I'm the biggest independent rapper in the whole freaking world.
True.
I'm racist, yeah, right. I'm not ashamed because I'm white. If every Caucasian's a bigot, I guess every Muslim's a terrorist. Every liberal is right. I don't want to talk to folks who don't get it. Go woke, go broke, no hope. It's pathetic. Pro-choice pronouns, pro-love, you're progressive. But you ain't pro-gun, no wonder protected. Where the American flags at? Remember when people would hang those? They've been taken down, they all been replaced with BLM flags or a rainbow. This ain't rap, this ain't money, cars and clothes. We ain't selling drugs, we ain't gonna overdose.
Yeah, Dan, I kind of like this too, actually.
We won't turn your sons into thugs or your daughters into hoes.
I just listened to this one interview.
Mm-hmm.
It was Ice Cube, and he was being interviewed by Bill Maher. And Ice Cube was telling Bill Maher that all of these corporate owners
mm-hmm.
of the music
mm-hmm.
and how they wanted and were creating rap music that would promote prison life.
Yeah, they've been doing that.
Because they also own the prisons?
Yeah.
Like, this is Ice Cube saying it.
Private prison.
Yeah.
Private.
Right.
Yeah, Michael Jordan owns.
Right.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan owns.
Yeah.
Right.
He owns private prisons.
So it's not like a conspiracy wackadoo theory. It's Ice Cube talking about it.
It's money. Hmm. It's the system.
Right.
You know.
I don't care if I offend you. I was
you're either
going to
break. Break your habits. I'll be stuck in the cycle.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I like it.
If you want my pronouns, I'm the man. All right, now here comes Ben Shapiro rapping, and with a lot of production to get him rapping.
Yeah, talk about that. You.
Here we go.
And I'm the man who don't respect.
Let's look at the stats. I've got the facts. My money like Lizzo, my pockets are fat. Homie, I'm epic. Don't be a wap. Dog, it's a yama.
Did he just say my money's like Lizzo?
Not epic.
Hold on.
He said his money epic.
Did he just call Lizzo fat? Hold on.
Stats. I've got the facts. My money like Lizzo. My pockets are fat. Homie, I'm epic. Don't be a wap. Dog, it's a yarmulke. Homie, no cap. Look at the graphs. Look at my charts. You're blowing money on strippers and cars. You go into prison. I'm on television. Dog, no one knows who you are. Keep hating on me on the internet. My comment section all woke Karens. And I make racks off compound interest. Y'all live with your parents. Nikki, take some notes. I just did this for fun. All my people download this. Let's get a billboard number one.
This ain't rap. This ain't money.
They won't get billboard number one. They'll never give it to him. Billboard will never give it to him.
They have no choice.
No, they do. That's the problem. Billboard does have a choice.
If the numbers don't lie.
Yeah,
I'm
if
just
the
saying.
Numbers line up. And so when you're on like YouTube and stuff like that,
uh-huh.
you can check out how many views your song has gotten.
But Billboard then goes towards, well, there's no radio play for this song. That's where Billboard says that's why you can't be number one.
Really?
It's all corporate owned.
It's been like that since.
And they can't let an indie artist be their number one.
Ed Reynolds.
What's up, Ed?
goes, "Oh God, we have to hear Shapiro and his nails down a chalkboard voice."
Facts, not feelings, Ed. Facts, not feelings.
We ain't selling drugs. We ain't gonna overdose. We ain't pushing guns. Ain't promoting stripper pole.
Right, they're promoting good stuff.
Sons into thugs or your daughters into holes. They're promoting facts. I don't care if I offend you. That's what they do. I was put here to upset you.
Where is Tom McDonald from?
I want to say he's from like Michigan.
But he is an American, right?
Yeah.
British Columbia.
Canadian. Does he still live in Canada?
Hold on, let me make sure this is the right guy. Because it says he was also a professional wrestler.
I think you're on the right track. I've heard that also.
Yeah, worked as a professional wrestler under the ring name All-Star.
That's right, that's right.
Really?
Yeah, Adam Glexi was telling us about that. Yeah, Sexy Glexi.
So that's why he looks.
Gotta get attention being. Thank you, William Davis. You mad, you mad, you mad. Ed Reynolds says, Weird Al has more street cred than Ben Shapiro. You said, you said, you said, I will never say I'm sorry, I ain't taking nothing back. I don't care if I offend you, I was put here to upset you. You can cry and you can scream, you can riot in the streets, you defunded the police. Yeah, I like the facts there, hoodie. You know, in the artistic display of DARE to keep your kids off drugs. Remember the DARE program? Is the DARE program still going?
Yes.
That's pretty cool. I liked it. Officer Perry. Shout out to Officer Perry. Biff, Chris, Ashley, thank you for the update, man. Phil Cook!
Yeah, he was on Instagram, too.
We got to get Phil in the studio.
Phil was on Instagram.
Yeah. Sorry, Phil. We'll get the landscape and portrait figured out for the Instagram.
But... He also said, hey, bae.
How's it going?
Yeah. Phil, pick a day. We got to get you in the studio again. Man. There you go. Tom McDonald, Ben Shapiro, number one rap song on iTunes.
Yeah.
Facts.
What about Apple?
Let's see.
I'm sure it's on all of them.
Let's see. Dun, dun, dun. It looks like Ben Shapiro and I Am Tom McDonald have had the idea for a bit. Yep. Daily. Yeah, and you got haters out there. It's not a bad song. It's not bad. I mean, it's number one because of their influence, and Tom McDonald is I mean, Tom McDonald on YouTube is killing it, by the way. Yeah, if you want more songs, like if you want more of these culture war songs that are fantastic, definitely subscribe to Tom McDonald's channel on YouTube. Absolutely. Like, look at this. This song already, it was released, what, 2 days ago?
Friday.
It was a Friday release, and it's already got, it's got to be more than 6 million.
Two million.
That's probably the reason why they're doing that with 50 Cent right now.
Look at that. It's at 7.1 million views already.
Yeah, 3 days.
It's almost double the amount of subscribers McDonald's got. Look at that. 153,000 dislikes, but it's got 408,000 likes. I wonder who's disliking this.
Every single person who thinks that Tom McDonald stands for racism and white elitism. Probably. That's my guess.
Yeah, right? Let's see some of the comments. I bet it's a bunch of support. Because the haters, this is, you know, mostly, they just click the dislike and don't even listen to the song.
No, they don't even care.
Yeah, a lot of people don't listen to the music nowadays.
We making it out of Hebrew school with this one. Pockets like Lizzo being fat had me dead. Me too. Whoever wrote that comment. That was a funny line. By Ben Shapiro. If you want my pronouns, I'm the man who don't respect you. Iconic. Never knew I needed to hear Ben Shapiro rap, but my life is now complete. The yarmulke, no cap bar, went right over my head at first.
Got a lot of people joining you on...
On the Insta?
On the Insta.
All right, yeah. On Instagram, we will situate the landscape. Because on Instagram, where we broadcast live, you know, we're in a landscape mode. Where Instagram, it is only portrait only.
So, Elcast says, and the people who hate Ben Shapiro are the ones that dislike it.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
But number one rap song, there you go. Tom McDonald, Ben Shapiro. Maybe we're winning the culture war. Here we was on the show this morning.
Sup. That's right. All you folks have been sticking around for my hip-hop talk, because after all, I am America's number one hip-hop artist.
Why does he remind me of Max Headroom?
Yeah, I'm about to say that too. Yeah.
After all, I am America's number one hip-hop artist.
He can say that.
Dr. Dreidel. Ben and M.
Dr. Dreidel. Ben and M. Yeah. What's the other one?
Jupac. Ben with the Benjis. That's right. Fishizzle. We're here to talk about the number one song in America, according to iTunes. And that is Fact, my boy Tom McDonald.
Ben Shapiro naturally sounds like AI. And that's right. It does sound like AI.
He's very much the... the voice of a newscaster.
I'll admit, my boy Tom did most of the heavy lifting on this song.
Hebrew life tattooed on his stomach.
I was present. Ed. And indeed, I did rap. And I've contended before that if you can speak to a beat, you can rap. And this is a meritocracy right here. And so, I present to you, without any further ado, the number one song in America.
It's a Cuban link?
Facts.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a good
for him. Is the right actually winning the culture war? I mean, we've had quite a few successes in the last year.
Yeah.
Bud Light, Target, Disney. How about the rich men north of Richmond?
Oliver Anthony.
Interesting. Sound of Freedom.
And that goes, I think he's on the spectrum.
Oh, he's definitely on the spectrum. Ben Shapiro?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, hey, if you know any of the culture war victories that the right have taken in the last year, write them in the comments. Let us know. Remind us. I think we're winning.
Taking it back slowly.
Yes. Make sure to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. Boom! Absolutely. And don't forget to follow. I got a link tree in the video description here. Yeah, facts, not feelings. Yeah. Got a link in the video. Yeah, he's like Rain Man.
Yeah, definitely. Ben
Shapiro's like Rain Man. Right.
Definitely.
Oh, my God. Look at there's 442 jelly beans in the jar. Waterdogs, they're scuba.com. Yeah. I can't wait to go scuba diving this summer.
Uh-huh.
Tell you what, they even go all these trips around the world when it's cold here, but it's warm somewhere else.
Yeah.
Where are they going this year?
Key West, maybe. Maybe.
That sounds nice.
It does.
If you want to be a member of the scuba squad, you have to be smart.
Yep, and get certified with waterdogs-scuba.com. Plus, they do mouth-to-mouth training, a CPR training.
Mouth-to-mouth.
Oof.
You got to get us set up for that, and we'll video it.
Megan Thee Stallion. Or Nicki Minaj. Are you Team Stallion or Team Minaj? Or don't care?
Do not care.
I think I'm part of don't care at the moment.
Yeah, because they had a song together already, but you know.
So they were friends?
Yeah.
But now they're feuding?
Yep. You know how it goes.
Is this all staged?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Ain't no telling.
Well, yeah. I mean...
Right? They both just release songs.
Any publicity is good publicity, whether it's bad or good.
Well, what made the headline was Megan Thee Stallion suffers wardrobe malfunction promoting new single Hiss, which triggered an all-out war with rap rival Nicki Minaj, who responded with diss track Bigfoot. Why, is she a big girl? So Nicki Minaj is calling Megan Thee Stallion Bigfoot?
I don't know. I haven't listened to either one of them.
Well, she's 28 years old. She caused eruptions on social media when she released the music video for Hiss, which appeared to mock Nicki and her husband, Kenneth Petty.
Remember what her husband did?
Well, Kenneth Petty?
Uh-huh.
Who's Kenneth Petty?
He did some stuff. You need to look that up.
So, like bad stuff?
Yep.
Like with kids?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. And that's what Megan Thee Stallion was saying in the song Hiss.
Yep.
Calling her family pedos.
Yep.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So
that's what I don't get about this situation.
So then Nicki Minaj hears this and creates a song and is, I don't know. I don't know how it's insulting. Here, let's...
Been trio, been doing it, been at it.
Your flow is such a bore.
Can you pull up the lyrics to Nicki Minaj, Bigfoot?
Oh, I hate calling by your catalog.
Sigh. How you fucking mother... Whoa.
There may be language.
No, you know.
This ain't her best song, though. You know what I'm saying? Bigfoot, but you full of small fry. Swearing on your dead mother when you lie. This little begging whore talking about Megan's law. For a free beat, you can hit Megan raw. If you a ghost spider party. Oh, and she brings up that she's she puts out a lot. Nicki puts out that Megan puts out a lot.
And plus, she talk about having ghost riders. They, most of y'all the rappers now, they got ghost riders.
But really, I'm a city pie. P-R-T-T-Y, but I'm P-E-T-T-Y. Why did you lie about your lipo? Fucking your best friend, man, is crazy.
Go to the beach, beach. Go to catch a wave, right? That's her, right? Yeah. Starships were meant to fly. Right. Yeah. Well, here, maybe the rap nerd can fill us in on a little bit. I like Rap Nerd. Rap Nerd helps me catch up.
Uh-huh. Genevieve, shut her up, please.
And she knows. She's a psychotherapist.
What's going on? It's the Rap Nerd, and we are here to talk about some spicy rap beef. Just heard both diss tracks, one from Megan called Hiss, the other one from Nicki Minaj called Bigfoot. I just want to talk about both and who I think won round one. So, I'm gonna be real. Clearly, Megan mopped Nicki, and Nicki is way better than this bullshit she put out. I don't know what she did here. And granted, she said she took it light on him, but Meg not the one to do that with, especially after hearing that diss. And the crazy part is with Hiss, from what I collected and just did my research looking at the bars and all of that, she really went light on you. I just think that she just rapped harder, just went harder, used a beat that went harder. Like, she was 100% herself, especially saying she tapped into Tina Snow. The way she was just rapping, the bars, back and forth, just throwing little slick things here and there that were indirect but direct. Like, this was her holding him back. So I feel like if she stepped it up a notch, sniper mode, and for Nicki to return fire with this theatrical. Gotta make a plan.
All right, I'm on team I don't care.
I'm team I don't care.
Okay. I'm tapping out. I'm sorry.
I told you.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care about these two.
So
it's probably all staged anyway.
I'm looking at the lyrics and, oh, my God, my brain is melting down.
What, for Nicki Minaj's?
For both of them.
Barefoot?
For Bigfoot and Hiss. Hiss.
Which one got the better lyrics?
From what I'm seeing, I'm going with... Nicki.
Well, there you got it. Producer Chris is all Team Nicki now.
No, I'm still Team I Don't Give a Shit.
He's all in for Nicki Minaj. He's joining that fight. I like Nicki Minaj, too. She's another one bucking the system, which I like.
I don't know either music, so it doesn't do me any good to tell. Well, the beat was great on this one. And, but lyrically, just reviewing the lyrics, I think Nicky's got better lyrics.
Billy Toombs, team who cares? I'm dumber now for listening to any of that. Hey, by the way, March 16th, get your tickets for the Power and Purpose Conference. That's right, you got some women leaders coming to Clarksville. Yeah, yeah. The link, ClarksvilleOfficeNow.com. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. April, she's such good people. She's putting all together. She's the owner of Office Now, the complex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's great.
Great people. Great office here.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, here we go. Next up.
In your rambling, incoherent response, were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought?
We're all now more dumb.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
World War III is trending again. Man.
Do we get at least a cool theme song?
Hey, what's the best way to prevent a third world war?
Not get into one.
Put in the comments. What is the best way to prevent World War III?
Remove the blunder in chief.
First, I'll never leave in Afghanistan.
Ed Reynolds asks me, which one would I date? A shotgun to the mouth.
I would date Nicki Minaj over Megan
Probably,
Thee Stallion.
Probably. She's probably got a lot more fun to her.
No, she's it's more real.
I would go with Megan.
Oh.
Because Nicki fake, so. She got all that.
But I think she would be more fun, like get drunk with and everything. I think
Saying going on a date and have good conversation.
That's the whole point.
Yeah, I think Nicki Minaj would have I would have a better conversation with Nicki Minaj than Megan Thee Stallion.
Everyone goes, Halo, Nicole Debonair, Halo, Annette Genovese is Trump, Joe Quinners vote Trump, Gail says elect Donald J. Trump. That's how we get back.
That's how we prevent a third world war.
That's all their guesses to size.
You may be right. You may be right.
I may be crazy.
But you something lunatic you're looking for.
The guy.
But I'm the lunatic you're looking for.
Yeah, I was just testing. That was part of a quiz. Nice job.
That's Mr. Long Island, man.
Turn out the lights. Come something, something. Yeah, we had 3 U.S. soldiers die in a drone attack.
Two male, one female. 2 specialists, 1 sergeant.
By an Iran-backed militant. All right. The risk further inflaming the ongoing crisis in the Middle East, experts have warned. Man, it was nice when we had no wars, no new wars going on, huh? Former CIA director called the weekend strike on the U.S. base a dangerous escalation in tensions that have already engulfed the region following Hamas's October 7th terrorist attack in southern Israel. Let's take a look.
But let's begin right now with that breaking news. Iran-backed militants killing 3 U.S. service members and injuring more than 30 in a drone attack in Jordan. All eyes are on the White House to see how the Biden administration will respond. This latest deadly strike was the 160th attack on our troops since Hamas attacked Israel back on October the 7th. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Newsline this Monday. I'm Bianca De La Garza.
Did you hear that stat? Listen to that stat again.
On our troops since Hamas attacked Israel, latest deadly strike was the 160th attack on our troops since Hamas attacked Israel back on October the 7th. Hi, everybody.
160?
Damn. Since October.
Yep.
Wow.
But they kept it hush.
That is keeping it hush. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows that. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Thank you, Newsmax.
I told you. Closer you get to election. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't want to talk about the border either.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on down there?
It's okay.
And welcome into Newsline this Monday. I'm Bianca De La Garza. Great to have you with us today.
That's right, Billy.
Now, the attack, of course, increasing pressure on Biden to take tougher, more direct action in the Middle East. The president saying that those responsible will be held accountable, making short statements yesterday in South Carolina. The attack striking a logistics support base at Tower 22. You can see right here, it is in the center of the map. It's in the northeastern part of Jordan, near the border of Syria. About 350 U.S. Army and Air Force service members are deployed there.
See, I like Jordan. The country.
Yeah.
I like Jordan the player.
They got King Padula over there, right?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, King Padula.
No.
Look up the King of Jordan. King Padula. We're cousins. You didn't know that?
So where'd they get that drone from?
Chinese.
Abdul the Second.
Thank you. Padula the Second.
Mm-hmm.
Abdullah.
China giving money to Iran. Iran buying the drones. Giving them to the terrorists. That's how it works.
One of their roles includes helping defeat ISIS. Now, defense officials are warning that the number of service members injured may rise because it may take some time for symptoms to develop. We do know 8 of the injured had to be medically evacuated from Jordan, where they are listed in stable condition. Over the past few months, the U.S. has conducted drone strikes in Yemen, Iraq, and Syria. This in response to the adversary fire against American troops in the region and to try and discourage Houthi attacks against the commercial ships in the Red Sea. But Republicans are saying the Biden administration's actions against Iranian proxy forces are not tough enough. Just earlier this month, Biden says he had warned Iran, but that the warning...
You know who he looks like? Ever see the Poltergeist 2?
Yeah, the preacher.
Yeah, the preacher.
Yeah.
He looks like the preacher from the Poltergeist 2.
God is in the holy temple.
Fell on deaf ears. Listen.
What's up, Tim?
I've already delivered the message to man. They know I'm not to do anything.
Oh, he wanted nothing to do with that. Huh?
Nope.
He wanted nothing to do
with that. He's been such blunderful Biden. Over the weekend, I believe, they asked him a question.
I saw that.
And he turned around and he said that Donald Trump was the commander in chief. That he was the president. He's like, because he said Trump wants to see the economy diminish. Oh. And that he's never heard that from a sitting president. And I'm like, well.
Let me pull up. Here, let me finish the clip.
I've already delivered the message to man. They know I'm not to do anything. Mm-hmm.
Didn't you just give Iran like $6 billion recently? Right?
Yeah, yeah. And released some people, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
So again, yesterday, Biden vowing to respond to this latest attack, leaving 3 troops dead. There are bipartisan calls today, though, in Washington.
Yeah, Billy Toombs,
saying
right.
Biden must seek input from Congress, fears this could pull the U.S. even deeper into an escalating conflict in the region. Let's get you out live right now to the White House. Our chief White House correspondent, James Rosen, is with us today. James, great to have you in.
Let's see.
Just for the moment, we reach out and pray for the families of William Rivers.
Oh, is this
This is the 3. It's Sergeant William Rivers, 46, of Carrollton, Georgia. Specialist Kennedy LaDon Sanders, 24, of Waycross, Georgia. And Specialist Brianna Alexandra Moffitt, 23, of Savannah.
I think I have their pictures. Or at least through the Daily Mail, maybe. No, it's not them.
They got it through CBS, I know.
As early as tonight, Joe Biden will authorize U.S. military action in the Middle East. More wars. With a commander-in-chief who was just... Who said in the comment? Billy Toombs? He doesn't even know where he wakes up in the morning. The guy's just out of it. Yeah. And we got this problem at the border.
Yeah, Tim says he's clenching his... He looks like when he's walking, he clenches his butt cheeks not to release any more of his mud.
My butt's been wiped! Look at this. All this military-age men coming in from... a bunch of them now out of Central Africa. Oh, yeah, did you see this, how she responded to the loss of the three? She's a terrible spokesperson. You know, this Muppet.
Karine Jean-Pierre.
Oh. Diamond and Silk. Well, one's gone.
The UAW's got to go, by the way. That's what Ed Reynolds says.
UAW?
UAW.
The UAW, what is the UAW?
United Auto Workers Union.
Bianca, good afternoon. Senior U.S. officials say the large drone that was fired off by yet another of these Iranian-backed militias struck at a base located in northeastern Jordan, just across the Syrian border, a base known as Tower 22. This aerial image shows the base as it appeared in October. Typically,
do you know
about
what units
350
with?
U.S. Army and Air Force personnel
I'm assuming
are stationed
it's a Georgia,
there.
Published reports say the drone
National Guard?
National Guard unit.
No what? In Jordan?
Members injured. Yeah. The Associated Press reports all three of the Americans killed.
There's Air Force and Marines over there, too.
Troops. The eight wounded who were evacuated, as Bianca mentioned, are now said to be in stable condition. President Biden was briefed.
I actually have a friend of mine over there in Jordan.
Let me tell you something. The National Guard's got up its game. I know that's not the right time to say it, but I got to say it. National Guards, I've just seen them. I've seen National Guards in theater. I don't blame them. They don't get the amount of training that active duty gets because, you know.
They're only 1 weekend a month.
Right.
2 weeks a year, yeah.
Right. But, man. And I'm glad that we have National Guard.
So they're turning around and they're basically saying that the reason why the drone managed to get through is because they thought it was one of the U.S. drones that we had sent out.
Right, right, because it
a recovery
it,
drone.
It tailed the other drone, yeah, as if it was a friendly drone, right?
Because it's one of the drones that you got left behind that they we manufactured.
You think so? Bad could
oh,
be, right?
Oh, I know.
Right.
By his intelligence and national security
yeah, Joe
aides yesterday
knows.
And was courting African-American votes at the Brooklyn Baptist Banquet Center in South Carolina when he spoke publicly about the attack for the first time.
I want to point out that we had a tough day last night in the Middle East. We lost three brave souls in an attack on one of our bases.
Yes.
And, I'd ask you for a moment of silence for all three of those fallen soldiers.
Jeez.
Look at the eyes. He's gone, huh?
Hey, was he there?
No.
And we shall respond.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, who traveled with South...
Yeah, here's what she had to say.
What I will say, our deepest, obviously our deepest condolences go out and our heartfelt condolences go out to the families who lost three folks who are military folks who are brave, who are.
Did you see her shake it out of her mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Like she literally shook it out of her mouth. Wow. Oh, boy.
She can't even say it. I mean. What's so hard?
Well, nothing's written for her right now. So right now she's ad-libbing?
Well, and I'll give her a little bit of credit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not that it makes any of the
yeah, it
the
is
shit,
a nice coat. You're right.
Any of the shit that she's saying. She is in Washington, D.C., and it was very cold this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
you know, it's hard to talk when you're not used
three
to being
brave of, three folks who are military folks who are brave, who are always fighting.
Wait, why did she...
Three folks who are military.
She didn't know what to call them. That's why she's stuttering.
Yeah.
She didn't know whether to call them service members, soldiers, yeah, men and women. Wow.
She's trying to be too much politically correct.
Go out and our heartfelt condolences go out to the families who lost three brave three brave folks who are military folks, who are brave, who are always fighting, who are fighting on behalf and of this administration, of the American people, obviously, more
Great,
so,
Patricia.
More importantly. We lost those souls, as the president said yesterday when he was in South Carolina.
All right.
Look, she's clueless.
Jessica Simpson knows how to prevent World War III.
Guys, make a hole.
All right,
Jessica. Jessica, over here.
You look lovely, Jessica.
Any advice for Donald Trump?
Be the president.
All right, fair enough.
Jessica, you're beautiful. We love you.
Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you so much.
Jessica, quick look.
Jessica,
Jessica, over here.
You look lovely, Jessica.
Any advice for Donald Trump?
Be the president.
All right, fair enough.
There you go, Jessica Simpson. I knew I liked her.
Yeah, well, there's more to like.
Yep. Follow at Jessica Simpson on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys follow her?
No.
It's a good follow. She's awesome. She tries to sell a lot of her clothes, though.
Well, yeah. She's got a whole clothing line, a whole perfume line.
Yeah, that's true.
If I had it, it was free advertising, I'd do that, too.
Yeah, how come the flag? Phil makes a good point there. Phil Cook in the comments. Yet our federal post offices can't even lower the flags to pay respect to our fallen.
Because it hasn't been ordered yet. I'm sure it'll be ordered tomorrow.
You think so?
Yeah. She's 43 years old.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. You know, the flags might be not getting lowered, but never mind. Yeah, follow her on Instagram. Jessica Simpson. She seems like, they tried to make her into a big dummy with the chicken of the sea thing. But I bet she has some...
That was funny.
It was funny. But I bet she's got some brains about her, or at least some wits. All right, I could be scrolling on this all day. All right. Hey, make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Hey, Tuesdays. All day brew, trivia nights. Yep, leave the kids. Have some fun. 7 o'clock, they got food, they got drinks. It's always a good time over there on Alo's Drive. All Dave's Brews.
Aren't you starting somewhere for trivia on Mondays?
Mm-hmm. We start tonight. At third base. Yep.
Nice.
Yep, third base on Riverside Drive.
I was just, actually, I believe it or not, I was just there on Saturday.
Yeah, it's pretty cool what they...
Yeah, I like
what they did.
Decent food and
mm-hmm.
the drinks are good.
I'm done with this Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce thing.
Everybody is.
Right?
Everybody is.
Bae, do you care about this?
Nope.
Is this just a distraction?
Yep.
Yeah.
Facts.
Susan goes, since she can't define men or women, I get why she dances around their gender. Right, that's exactly what she was doing when she was for the folks.
Why not just say service members?
Right.
To cover all.
So, Super Bowl's coming. And now that we know that Kansas City's going...
Can we even say that, or do we have to use, like...
The big game.
The big game.
We're not using it for promotional purposes.
Right.
Right. So, yeah, the big game is...
Right.
...is coming up. And it's going to be San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
But Taylor Swift is dating this guy, Travis Kelce, who's a tight end, who made a nice catch in the last game.
He did.
That was nice. That was good.
I'll give it to him.
Yep. Well... She's got to be in Japan on the day of the Super Bowl, right?
Uh-huh.
She's going to cancel that, I bet.
No, she's going to take this 12-hour dash for the Super Bowl.
Oh, because, you know, that's so, so green.
That's right.
That's great for the environment.
How dare you?
I'd rather take political advice from Jessica Simpson than this lady.
I'd rather take political advice from, Mikhail Gorbachev.
I don't care about this. Why is this Why?
Sell tickets and jerseys.
That's it. Sell it's tickets.
To get the young fan base into football because, heaven forbid, football kept losing it after they went woke.
Yeah.
That's their fault.
They've been dropping. Yeah, well, yeah, but they've been dropping fan base, so this is a good way to get them back into good graces with the
Why didn't they have her do the Super Bowl halftime show?
She was probably already occupied in Japan, Joe.
They're not going to pay her that much.
So actually, they don't pay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
So the Super Bowl halftime, you actually pay.
It's got a little wedgie right here, a little front wedgie. So does he.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
So, yeah, she'll perform at 3 nights at the Melbourne Cricket Grounds in Australia, head to Sydney's Accor Stadium for 4 shows starting February 23rd. San Francisco and Kansas City. I'm rooting for San Francisco. I like their quarterback.
Purdy?
Purdy. I like him. As soon as he, he's holding up the NFC trophy, he goes, all glory to God. I was like, wow, good for you, kid.
I actually would like to see San Fran win it. They deserve it.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for a San Francisco win. So there you go.
I think I've already seen them win a couple of times, so, you know.
That's right. This is true, Bay.
I wanted to see the Lions.
Well, you wanted to see the Cowboys, really.
But it didn't happen.
Yeah, but it's everywhere. On X, Swift Kelsey. It's everywhere.
Look, everybody.
Yeah. And you know what? I think that the whole relationship is fake and made up.
It could be.
You know?
I mean, think about the guys she's used to dating.
Right.
All these
feminine. Right. These feminine people.
Soy boys.
Soy boys, right.
I'll tell you something off air once we're done.
Oh.
Yeah, same here.
Phil Cook. Sarah Palin's smarter. she isn't talented enough for halftime. Well, I guess we haven't. You know, she's into the witchcraft, too. And if you watch some of these videos of hers. So, yeah, this is everywhere. Okay.
So there's a whole conspiracy behind Taylor Swift, too.
And Kelsey?
No, just Taylor Swift.
Oh.
I have a theory about the Travis Kelsey, Taylor Swift situation. Like, let me give you my reason. Okay. So I was on Dancing with the Stars, right? I was back when I was 21, 22. I was living in L.A.
Yeah.
At the time, I had hired a publicist. That was just kind of what you did.
Who is this? This is UFC veteran Paige Van Zandt. She's a fighter, huh? I like a good fighter.
Is that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody in LA has a publicist, and a publicist's job is to make you more famous, to get you in magazines, TV shows, news articles.
Did somebody say magazines?
Whatever, what have you. They get you interviews, this and that. So at one point, my publicist calls me and said, hey, we got a call from this NFL player's
get
publicist.
Get your shoes off the couch.
I know who this is.
You
but,
do know, yeah. But I won't say.
Don't say.
That's not the story here.
Yep.
So,
but I just want everyone to know I know who it is.
She's yes. Anyways. Which,
and I'm quite,
if I'd said
and
the,
I'm quite proud of
if
myself.
If I'd said the full story, this would be a headline, but I'm not going to. So anyway.
I'm quite proud of myself. But
her okay. boobs are
because I started dating you right after. Go ahead. Yeah.
I digress.
Yeah.
You digress. So my publicist calls me and said, hey, this NFL player is interested in doing a dinner with you. Would you ever want to go on a date with him?
Yeah.
And at the time, I was like 21, 22, and I was like, screw it, whatever. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
So I agree because I am on Dancing with the Stars. I am trying to be more, I guess, quote unquote, famous. I'm trying to become more successful. And
of course,
they recommended that I go on the date. They're like, all right, we'll have paparazzi standing by. So they plan where the paparazzi is going to be. They plan, we're going to get a picture of you guys doing this at dinner. Maybe you'll hold hands in this spot. They like plan where you're going to do everything.
Yeah.
I agree to it, whatever. Get the NFL player's number. We're texting. He plans to pick me up at my apartment that I'm staying in. And the date comes. He shows up, calls me, and I pretended not to be home. Because I just like, I don't want to. I chickened out.
This is boosting my ego even more.
Anyways,
okay.
He showed up
I hate
at
this
my
guy.
Apartment.
I hate this guy.
I have no idea who he is.
I don't know who he is, but I can't stand this guy. Let this lady tell her story without shoehorning yourself into it. Sorry.
Well, he's happy that he's dating her.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's got holes in his knees for a reason. Okay? Right. Probably has tuna breath.
And what's her name again?
That is Paige Van Zandt. UFC veteran. Paige Van Zandt.
Got it.
And I stood him up and pretended not to be home.
I was never stood up, by the way.
You were never stood up. The point of...
See what I mean?
He's an amateur wrestler.
Who, this guy?
You.
Well, he sucks.
I think he's UFC, too.
No, I'm sure he's a nice guy, but...
This being yes. why okay, this applies. Yeah,
let's get to the point. Yeah.
I think yes. that the Taylor Swift-Travis Kelce love story,
yeah.
I believe it is 100% fake.
Oh.
I truly believe it is publicity to...
The Swifties are going to be after you.
Come for me, Swifties. The Swifties are gonna be after you. You know what? I have UFC fans coming for me. I think I can handle the Swifties.
This is true, yeah.
I think there's going to be Swifties who don't believe she's too good for Travis Kelce. Anyway,
that's true, too. Yeah.
Whatever side you fall on,
yeah.
I believe it is 100% fake. It is publicity. It is...
All right.
Well, she's actually married to him since 2018.
Well, now I can't trust her stories. Mm-hmm. Babe, what do you think? Right? Is it good for the NFL or just a distraction?
It's money.
It's money.
Yeah.
It's money. Crazy. Hey, make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Wednesdays.
Money.
Yeah, Wednesdays is at Skyline 500. Yeah, come join the fun.
The highest trivia you'll have.
Highest trivia in the land. That's right. Yeah, shelbystrio.com. Thursdays is wicked good trivia.
Really good food.
So good. Bae's the cook. Yep. Yeah, it really is. Hey, I really like that Cuban wrap.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got the Cuban wrap.
Well, did you?
Yeah. Chris was talking about how good the Cuban was.
Yeah, I went and had a Cuban on Thursday.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's really good.
Pretty good. Yeah, go check it out. Wicked good sandwiches, wicked good trivia. Thursdays. All right, but tonight's the first one. Clarksville's third base trivia night. Woo! It's over there on Riverside Drive. You can't go wrong. It's the old gay bar.
Of Fusion.
Right. And they got rid of the monkeypox smell.
It's way better inside and out.
Oh, they did a great job in there.
They did.
And really? Believe you me, they did a lot of scrubbing, okay? Could you imagine? Don't bring a black light. That's all I'm saying. No, it's fine. Let's do this.
It has begun.
Let's play around.
Name an animal TV shows. With three letters in its name.
Dog.
Cat.
Dog.
Bat.
Cat. Bat. Rat. Ape. Fly. Bee. Pig. Hog. Hen. Eel. Ant.
Frog.
Unbelievable.
Something found in the refrigerator.
Milk.
Milk. A brand of gasoline.
Shell. Mobile.
Regular.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Something that comes with a summer storm.
Rain.
Snow.
Lightning.
Sounds right. All right, we're not out of the woods yet. Let's see what your brother can do.
I got good news and bad news.
It's all bad news.
Give me the bad news first.
The bad news is your brother thinks it snows in the summer and is pretty dicey on three-letter words. Oh. Bring him back. Here we go.
Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Dog, cat, just say something normal.
Alligator.
What?
So this is a TV show category.
Oh, shit.
From the spinoff, I need you to name the original TV show. Bae, you're up first. You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
Here we go again.
Here we go again. Kenan and Kel, Bae.
Kenan and Kel.
Name the original TV show.
Yeah, a good burger.
Good Burger was a skit on that show.
I never watched Nickelodeon, you know, like that.
All that.
Never watched that show.
How dare you?
I never heard of that show. Turned out.
Phil Cook with Mark and Mindy. No. Yeah, all that. Yes, with Lori Beth Denberg, I believe her name was.
Mm. Deppenberger.
Yeah, what's her name was on there too. That kid star who grew up to be somebody. All right, here we go. Chris, you're up. You ready?
No, but let's roll with it.
Gomer Pyle, USMC. Name the original TV show.
Hogan's Heroes.
Any other guesses?
MASH.
MASH, any other guesses?
Yeah, that's an easy one.
Though. Okay.
Andy Griffith.
Really?
Yep.
The Andy Griffith Show. There he is.
No kidding.
And there's our Sergeant Carter from Clarksville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
There he is. We got the statue downtown.
Yeah, they just filmed a commercial downtown.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's out of the Roxy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what were they filming it for?
I
think it was tampons, right? Was it a Tampax commercial?
I have no idea.
I think they were. I think it was for tampons, the Pearl.
Mm.
All right, Bay.
Beep and Bay.
Yeah, that one.
Yes. Remember? Diarrhea, cha-cha-cha. Diarrhea, cha-cha-cha.
Yeah.
I've watched some of the new episodes.
It's pretty fun.
It's on what, Paramount?
Yeah. Paramount Plus.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Uh-huh.
It's not bad. Yeah. I like it when they have older, grown-up Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
And it just like, it's just white trash.
Yeah.
Frog baseball.
Stupid frog baseball. I never felt so bad in my life.
I laughed.
Oh, so stupid. All right, Chris, you're up. Oh, sorry, you got it.
The Mandalorian.
Yes, very good. Kick me in the jimmy, says Billy Timms, yes. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
I loved me some Beavis and Butthead, though. What was the neighbor's name? Mr. And that was the voice of Hank Hill, of course.
Yeah.
But, what was the neighbor's name? Mr.
I forgot, but I know. Oh. Yeah. Oh.
Mr. Vandreessen was a teacher, right?
Yeah, the hippie dude.
Yeah, the hippie dude, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they had the military coach.
Yeah. Who was that guy? Where, you know, the kick me and the Jimmy guy. Who was that?
Tom Anderson.
Tom Anderson was a neighbor. Yes, that's right. Mr. Anderson.
Yeah.
And then, I forget the...
Them boys are all right.
Right. And them boys are all right.
Them boys are all right.
Here we go. Bay, you're up. Go, Diego, go.
Oh, that's a Dora the Explorer.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I can tell by the artwork.
Really? Is that why you're saying
it? Yep.
What are you boys doing on my shed?
Caught the boys whacking off in the tool shed.
You guys were whacking off in my tool shed.
I thought it was the RV.
Man, you got it. The Dora.
Swiper, no swipey.
They got a new show. She's all grown up, too.
Uh-huh.
I guess it's another spinoff.
Oh, is it?
So, yeah. But, yeah, she's all grown up. It's pretty good. I should check it out.
No.
Oh.
No, Mr. Peter.
So, yeah, I guess that's a new show that they got on her. Yeah.
Dora the Exploder.
Oh, boy.
Hey, that's tonight. Clarksville's Third Base Trivia. Yes.
Very first episode.
The inaugural.
Yeah. Tim goes, now she's exploring crack.
You think she's running fentanyl across that border?
Oh, good possibility.
Coyote.
So, yeah, come on out. Riverside Drive, 1032 Riverside, South Riverside Drive. Yeah, it's awesome. A really, really good job inside there. All right.
Round five. Fight.
All right. Hey, make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Hey, thanks for all the comments, too. Thanks for being a part of the conversation. Hey, what'd you learn on the show today? Let us know in the comments. Bay, what'd you learn on the show today?
Oh, the war stuff.
The war stuff, man.
Yep.
Getting closer and closer.
160.
Dude, I had no idea it was that many.
That's This
media sucks.
We just gonna turn the other cheek.
Yeah. It's friggin' evil, man. It's evil. Right. Chris, anything stand out for you today? Learn anything?
Well, Jessica Simpson likes Trump.
I didn't know that. I've been following her on Instagram forever. And now I know something.
You got all this stuff going on when all the names from Epstein's logs got dropped.
Oh, yes.
You haven't heard a dime about them names.
Of course not.
What did I learn today? That I'm not alone and not giving a crap about Taylor Swift and Kelsey. All right. Hey, thank you for allowing us, enabling us to have a conversation here on the Joe Padula Show. America's party with a purpose. Absolutely.